Real people,
real celebrities,
real talk.
Join the Breakfast Club.
Blast off in your
weekday
head.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club, and a young lady that's not banned from the Breakfast Club anymore.
Hey, C-Murder.
What's up, y'all? I'm Michelle.
Claudia.
Claudia. Now, I just want to put it out there because we had tried to get Claudia to come up here a few times when you were on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
They banned her.
She was on, that's when she was the co-host of the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
I was.
So they told her that she couldn't come up to the Breakfast Club.
Right. We're competition.
But we're not even in the same market, are we? Oh, Atlanta. We probably are in some markets.
Some places.
Yeah. We just replaced them in Columbia, South Carolina. They was on 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., but now they're doing overnights. They put us on.
Now, Claudia, everybody's wondering what the hell happened. I read your, you know, Facebook post or whatever on what happened while you're gone. It was very classy. And it was a little too classy because I heard a lot of things behind the scenes of what was going on with Miss Claudia Jordan. So let's start with...
This is at Ricky or Real Housewives?
Both.
Which one? Both. Okay.
We're gonna. Right. What do we want to start with?
Having a great month.
You lost two jobs in a month.
Not really.
Damn it, man.
It was in a week.
Really?
Not really. No. I'm still in the mix. I'm still in play with Housewives.
Oh, okay, okay.
They said they let you go. I thought they fired you.
Yeah, that was all on TMZ.
I've not been released from my contract.
Oh.
And
they
Nene's,
were about to release you, and then they didn't.
And Nene's gone now,
no.
So.
Listen, the way it works is they test people out every single year, and they see if they can get someone in there to, like, you know, change it up and, you know, get in the mix and kind of bring life. So people don't get their peach status a lot of times, so sometimes halfway through the season. That's what happened with me.
That's what they call it, peach status.
In the beginning of the show.
Well, and that actually worked against me last year because when you get your peach status later on in the show, you really haven't had time to show your storyline because now they're scrambling to kind of put something together.
Right.
And you have like a month and a half left of taping, so that's kind of what I fell victim to last season.
So, okay.
But I did enough to get it, but then it's like, okay, what else? So people wonder, like, what were you doing in real life? Like, we didn't really see much of your life. So that's kind of what happened.
Well, the rumor was that Nene got you fired from the show because she
that
really
she
didn't
like you.
Like you.
Yeah,
she but then she exited the show and said she wasn't coming back anyway. So,
so
I'm
she
like,
got
all right.
You fired and quit? That's
no,
dirty
I'm not
of her.
Fired. I never got fired.
But that was the
show.
Rumor. Right. So now that Nene's not there, are they like, okay, well, we will bring Claudia back in the mix?
We
She's
are
still
talking.
Under contract.
We're talking.
Okay, so you might be back on. We don't know yet.
Right. But then it's like, you can come back as a housewife, you can come back as a friend of the show, it, you know, it all depends on what you want to go back and do.
Are you dating now?
Always. I was, and we just broke up last week.
Jesus
what?
Christ, you're having a terrible week.
I did. And I got a car accident.
Is your Mercury still in retrograde?
You have whiplash.
I think it is. I got whiplash.
She has whiplash. She
I read about that
accident.
On TMZ,
we were in a six-car accident. I was with the guy that.
Yeah, you was with the guy.
Yeah.
Who was driving? Him?
He was driving.
That was your boyfriend that you was with?
We were seeing each other.
Yeah. Was he a professional athlete?
I'm not suing yet.
Were you...
Was he a professional athlete?
What?
Were you giving him fellatio?
I was not. We
was
were
it anything freaky?
No. Two cars slammed on the brakes ahead of us.
Okay.
And we, you know, slammed on our brakes. And then two cars hit us from the back.
Oh, so you got hit from the back.
Not in a good
that
way.
Point.
So you may or may not be on Real Housewives of Atlanta next year. You don't know yet.
Don't
next
know.
Season.
I don't know. But I am here to pitch a couple shows in New York. So
what happened to the radio show?
My contract was up.
You only did a year?
Yes.
A year. All right. Now let's get into the nitty gritty because I hear a lot of things behind the scenes. We have a lot of mutual acquaintances and I know people there. Now,
Ricky, was Ricky Smiley a bitch to work with?
Be honest.
I always hear that. I always hear that.
You know,
I heard with
show.
Women in particular, it's very difficult because how many female co-hosts has he had?
I think I might be like five or six.
Five or six.
And how many in the whole span of the show?
I think like they start off in Dallas, so I wasn't listening to the show, so I don't know.
All right, but and they said the girl before you, Ebony, everybody always really liked her a lot. They said she was good. They couldn't understand what happened. So when you got brought into the mix, right, they let Ebony go. Why was she let go first?
I don't know. Ebony was dope. Mm-hmm. Like, she actually reached out to me. She's been real cool. I mean, it was tough to step into that job after someone like Ebony Steele because she's amazing. And she's one of the best in the game. Mm-hmm. So nobody really understood why she wasn't there anymore, including myself. But I know that, you know, of course, you know, the statements we see, like, you know, you moved on, whatever, but... She was dope, and I think she should still be there.
And then you got brought into the mix. Now, at first...
I got brought into the mix with very hostile fans because they wanted answers. They wanted to know why she wasn't there, and she was good.
You can never give a new radio personality less than a year. Like, it takes a year just for people to get used to you being there, and maybe another year just for them to start saying, you know what, I like them.
Right,
well, they have to get over it. Being mad at you for their favorite being gone.
Yes.
Right.
And then that crew has been together for like 7 years. So their chemistry was really, you know, they know how to play off each other. Mm-hmm. And then I'm this northerner coming in, thrown into the mix, and it was tough though. But
we experienced that here when that lover got let go. The same thing. Like, you know, everybody was used to that lover. They love that lover. They didn't want to give us a chance. Like, who are these silly
It definitely took us more than a year for people to get even used to us. So that's a good question because it's been a year. You had a contract for a year. People are getting used to you. They're getting adjusted. They're watching you on Real Housewives of Atlanta.
But is Ricky Smiley a bitch to work with, though?
What was that answer?
That's what we keep hearing. I don't know. I only met him once. I don't know the guy.
We'll get into specifics of things that I heard, and you can say whether or not it's true, because I know you probably don't want to slander somebody.
I don't.
You're not going to answer Charlamagne's question?
I am going to answer questions, but like...
She doesn't want to say he was a jerk to work with when
she said he
still...
Okay.
Was it difficult at times?
There were some difficult days.
Okay.
Like the days that he made you eat in the other room, you weren't allowed to eat breakfast with everybody else,
what?
I heard.
Whoa, that's not true.
I heard they made you eat alone in the other room.
Go eat at the kitty table, Claudia. You can't eat at the big table with that dope.
Summer Tummy used to look so sad and lonely.
That's not funny.
Claudia, you're a grown-ass woman. That did not happen.
Stop lying, ye.
Is that true?
Is that true? That's just what I heard.
Okay. It's true.
Okay. Oh, my goodness. Why would he tell you that you got to go eat in the other room? Was it like some hazing?
Okay. We all eat breakfast every day. Right. But then one day, I was told that it was annoying that I ate and that I should eat in the other room or not eat.
It was
Hold on. So everybody ate every day. But on this particular day, you was chewing too hard for his life. So he told you to go in another room.
I don't like when Angela eats. You got to eat in the other room, man.
I was pulled aside and said, do you have to eat every day?
Wow.
Stop your lying.
Hold on. They pulled you aside and said, do you have to eat every day?
I said,
like, starve yourself?
I'd prefer to eat every day.
You should have said, yes, we all do.
Well, what were you
times
eating?
A day.
This just is like
classic.
French toast, bacon.
You eating like chitlings? Those
no,
smell.
It was French toast. French toast and, you know, bacon and scrambled eggs.
So continue with the conversation.
Okay, so everyone's eating every day. And then one day a hand was put over my food. Like, and then I was, you know, pulled aside by one of the producers. And it was just like, it kind of annoys someone that you eat.
It annoys Ricky that you eat.
So
it annoys him that you live and breathe, too.
I thought it was
breathe
a joke.
Every day.
I thought it was a joke. You know, I was like, come on, man.
This is funny.
Now, I'm going to shout out Ricky Smiley on that one. I got to use that one.
No.
If I ever want to be a dick to somebody, that's a good one. Do you have to eat every day?
What
do you have to eat today?
I'm sorry.
Now, some days he was extremely, like, really not. Like, you know what I mean?
It's right.
Like,
so it's kind of like, was he bipolar or something? Because that's
I don't
what
know.
It sounds like some days he had great days and then other days he just. Hated you, like extreme.
I was reading the article where it said he gets jealous of women that are funnier than him.
I don't really feel like I had a chance to be funnier than him on the show, though.
Right, and I would think, because I've heard you do radio before when you were on Foxhole and everything, I always thought Claudia was really funny and entertaining. And I do feel like you weren't given a fair chance on Real Housewives of Atlanta or on the Ricky Smiley show. And I figured he hired you because you're funny. I was like, okay, that's going to be fun. They can, you know... Have a good time.
I'm sorry. Our interns are disrespectful, right? Okay. I'm sorry. So they say, okay, who has Claudia slept with?
No, come on. Not this
the
again.
The list is crazy.
This is old, though.
Are we going to do this every time?
No, that we already did this before.
It's
a new
intern.
But the crazy thing is, Claudia, next to Diddy, it says thief. It doesn't even say artist. It doesn't say actor. It says thief.
Why did they
put
that?
That's stupid listening.
No, we're not doing this. Don't worry. We already did this last
time. We've already talked about my... vagina, but, my sex
nobody
list.
Cares.
No one cares. Listen, believe what you want.
Back to this.
Right.
Okay.
So you were hired because you were funny, I would assume, and he liked your personality.
Ricky came to the Foxhole, and we had, it was one of the best shows, actually. It was really, really funny. So anyone that knows me from the Foxhole knows how I get down.
Right.
So don't bring a zebra on and then be mad when it's doing horse shit.
Is that a biracial joke?
Kind of.
Okay.
And so, you know what I mean? It's just like you can't kind of put a square peg in a round hole.
Right.
Like that's what I was, you know, kind of born to do.
They know
go
what
hard.
You do. You a shooter. So don't ask
I'm
me to rebound. I'm a shooter.
Listen, when Kevin Hart came to do the Foxhole, before he sat down, there was like already 8 jokes fired up before he got in his seat. And that was the beauty of that show. People, they knew what they were getting into coming to that show. Like, can I survive this?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what I come from. So the first 3 days I was there, I killed it. And that's when I got the contract. Mm-hmm. I went hard. I remember being told, hey, you know, be the voice of reason. Then Ricky said, no. Let this motherfucker go. She goes. And then I went, and then my Twitter blew up. Mm-hmm. And then a couple weeks later, it was like, you know, you don't have to always try to be funny. Just read the news. Then it was don't speak during sports. And I got reduced, and I felt like,
don't speak really during sports, so you couldn't get an opinion on nothing.
Now that's some real chauvinistic stuff there.
Then
hey,
it was
lady.
Then it was eating
hey,
other
girl,
rooms.
Don't you speak during sports.
But listen, I'm not here to slander anyone. This is all true stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, he said that management had an issue with you and that it wasn't him that let you go. It was, you know, everything was fine, but they got back some research. And management, it's not really up to him.
That's not good. We can't research after only a year.
But
though.
You know what? It's possible that my numbers weren't high because I don't feel like I was operating at 100% myself.
Full capacity,
I
right?
wasn't. So
right.
I can't even dispute that. I can't even be like, oh, no, that's not true. I think probably the numbers weren't really high on me.
Mm-hmm.
I would leave the show like, damn, I didn't really get to do what I do. And I would
shoot.
I would love to be able to show this audience what I'm, you know, capable of.
And I will say this, and we can all attest to this when we started and whatever research, it is a lot harder for women in particular in radio because there's a lot of things that you can't say. Like if I say the same things that Charlamagne says,
right.
people will go crazy and slander me. If he says it, they'll laugh, you know. And the truth of the matter is, it is a lot more difficult. It's a lot more difficult to win women over when you are a woman.
Yeah, it is.
You know.
And I'm trying to figure out the lane. Like, okay, if you go hard, but this is the kind of show that doesn't really go hard. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's soften you up. But then I kind of come off probably fake to people because it's
right.
not really.
You got to be yourself.
It's an adjustment
right.
period.
That's it. I don't care what it is, as long as you're mm-hmm. being yourself.
Like if you take someone that shoots like I do and then say, okay, you're the voice of reason now.
Right.
When they're going, I want to be like, yo, I got one that's even more than, like, right. I want to go.
You're mm-hmm. uncomfortable.
And you don't want to be like, come on, guys, that's it.
That's what I was doing. Like, mm-hmm. oh, Ricky, stop. And I'm feeling I feel so fake right now.
Right.
I feel like I was a horse at the Kentucky Derby, and the gate's right there, and I want to, like, go, and the gate never opens.
Gotcha.
That's what I felt like.
So the show just really wasn't a good fit.
It wasn't a good fit. And I'm grateful to Reach Media for the opportunity, and even Ricky. I mean, he's the one that fought for me to be there. I will say that. You know, like, they gave me an opportunity, and it helped me get on Housewives. It definitely changed the trajectory of my life.
He might have been the first to help you. He probably was the first to say, yeah, she got to go, too.
Well.
You guys still speak?
He said y'all been friends for 15 years.
It hasn't been that long.
It's not, okay.
But ever since he came to the Fox Hill, we've been cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we didn't stay in touch like that, but, you know, we see each other out, we'd be cool.
Might tweet each other.
He said y'all are friends.
When I got to the show, we, you know, I'd go over and he'd cook, and he came to my house once, and, like, we had a group kind of situation, and we hung out a few times. But I think he liked me personally as a person. Mm-hmm. But I will say, I don't think I was a good fit for the show.
Right. So personally, y'all are cool, but work-wise?
No, I don't think we're cool now personally.
Oh.
Not from what I've been hearing.
Okay.
So
you've been hearing him kind of slandering you a little
bit. Well, people call me from the show and they say, I don't like what's being said about you. Like, my contract was up and you weren't happy with my numbers,
mm-hmm.
then let's just go and just, like, peace out. And if I see you, it's all good. But it doesn't have to be with every girl that goes or every person that goes. Like, they get talked about on stuff that has nothing to do with the show.
Yeah, I saw the interview he did. He didn't have to say anything about numbers. He was like, hey, her contract was up. That's
it's
it.
Fine.
Leave it at that.
I'm not mad. Like, I'm
didn't
not.
Didn't he try to insinuate that you were, like, having a relationship with somebody up there or something?
I did hear that.
Wow.
I did hear that.
Who, Head Crack?
No, I heard that I was accused of messing with Special K.
Special K?
The homie.
Salute to Special
who
K.
Who loves you, by the way.
I like Special K, too, and
hey
Head Crack.
No, Head Crack is dope. Like, he is the glue of that show.
I think so, too.
He's amazing.
So where did that come from?
I think
Head
Crack is the best talent in that room.
He's amazing. He's really good. I don't know. I just got calls from people that were like, yo, this just came out of, like, left field.
Right.
I'm like, that's unfortunate. So I wrote a letter to Ricky I want to send to him. I heard he changed his number already.
Wait, he changed his number because of you?
I don't know.
And he did you like how Janet did Tupac and Poetic Justice.
Damn.
I'm Tupac.
Cool.
I'm Tupac.
Yep.
I'm Tupac. He's Janet.
So what's next for you? You going to do more radio? What you doing?
There's someone that reached out to me in Atlanta, but, you know, I really miss New York.
You don't have a non-compete clause?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I thought I did. That's why a long time ago when I told you I wanted to leave the show.
Right.
I didn't leave.
We did talk about this. She wasn't really happy, so.
Like 3 months ago, I think it was. I was like,
well, if she was on the contract, she couldn't leave.
Yeah, I couldn't leave. Yeah,
but she knew what the contract was up.
But now it's up. Yeah, she could do
it. I kept asking for it because I had my contract sent to me, emailed to me, and I didn't know if I had a non-compete or not. So I was like, you have to wait till your contract is up. So it's not, you know, your contract just runs out.
You had to know, though, because, I mean, like, you know, if you knew your contract was up, what, June?
July.
So
when we're on vacation, that's when.
Yeah, if they ain't coming to you talking about renewing. And,
right.
You know, it's like, okay.
I was cool, though. I was like, because you don't want to, like, it's hard to quit a job that, you know, is a decent check.
Right.
It's an opportunity. Mm-hmm. A lot of people would want to be in that position. So it's like, it sucks when, you know.
You try to ride it out and see.
Yeah, you're like, you know, you want to complete it. You want to just see where it goes. And it's like, if the decision, you know, if they didn't renew it, it'd be tough to go in there and quit. But I was ready to because I felt like I wasn't doing the show justice.
You weren't happy.
I wasn't happy.
it's really hard to get up every day and go to a job that you're just really not happy at.
When I did Foxhole, I did it for free for a while.
Right.
We didn't all get paid off the gate.
Mm-hmm.
But
that's how it was when I did my first.
That's everything
that's
serious over there.
But when you love what you're doing, it doesn't matter because you're like, I'm putting out good material. Right. I'm killing it. And I know it's going to lead to something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get a job where you're getting a nice check. And it's like, if you're not really able to operate at 100%, it's like, you're just there for the money.
And is it leading to something?
I don't like catty people. Like, I don't like the fact that he wouldn't let you come on the show to promote Real Housewives.
At first we did for a little while, but then it just was like, we stopped talking about it.
Because even if you came to the break.
You couldn't talk about Housewives either?
No, but I'm saying, if you came.
I feel abused now. Now that you guys are saying it, like, I'm laughing.
It was one of the biggest shows on network. I don't understand.
But if you came to the Breakfast Club to promote Real Housewives of Atlanta and shouted out Ricky Smiley, it's not like we would edit Ricky's name out. You know what I mean? So for him to say, "Hey, well, you can't go to that show," that's some sucker shit.
I think the company didn't like it. Is what I think it was kind of like a, you know, because we're both on my
show. I understand because we're the competition. Busting ass and a bunch of markers.
Ricky invite me on his show, I'm gonna go.
But I don't think it's like
and promote the Breakfast Club.
I don't think that.
And iHeartMedia.
I will say with that, I don't think that was a personal thing on his.
Right.
But I think that was like, you know,
a policy
because they for the year while
they don't want you to go on another morning show.
Exactly.
And I can understand.
Like, couldn't really shout you guys out on Twitter and stuff like that. Like, they really look at all that kind of stuff.
That's corny.
Yeah, but you guys are my friends, so
right.
It was tough. Like, I'd be seeing something like,
I want to say something.
Let me just text her. Let me just hit up Charlamagne on you know, on his phone.
That shows insecurity, too. Because, I mean, I'm so confident in what we do. I don't care what some people come on here and mention.
No, but some of that is the company, though. You can't do nothing with that. Because when I worked at the other company across the street, they were the same way. If you tweeted somebody or texted somebody, they would have a heart attack.
You can't be on NBC promoting ABC stuff. And I get that. Like, so I have to say that that's not.
Right. That doesn't bother you. Understand that.
I get that.
You don't feel like it was
that's
a personal, we don't want Claudia to succeed.
Right.
It was just a policy.
Right. So,
but I feel like bigger things are coming for you. I wouldn't mind working with Claudia.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna see you later.
You should put Claudia on your lip service. You should do Claudia on your lip service.
She actually did the first one.
Oh, sorry.
And she'll be co-hosting.
Then you replaced her with somebody else.
What?
Well, no,
everybody's so disrespectful.
Damn,
to you,
Claudia. How you gonna
why do people argue?
No, Claudia was a guest on the first one.
Is it okay if I drink this water?
Yes.
No. She got to drink in the other room.
She doesn't. Can you get out of here?
go in the other room and drink your water, Claudia.
No, she's too used to this. No, she was a guest on the first podcast I did, and now she's in town, so she's gonna be a host tonight.
Oh, dope.
Let's go in. Right. I haven't been able to talk about sex or people or really go hard on any interviews. And I really want to just, like, go.
So what the hell did he have you talking about then?
They said, just read the news.
Oh, I hate when people try to regulate women to those positions. Just do the news. Just do the rumors.
Just do the news.
Why are guys so insecure when it comes to working with women? I'm hearing this too much on radio, man.
Yeah.
I've had
similar experiences when I've gotten job offers and they've told me that I would just be there to do the rumors and that's it and the traffic and weather. And I was like, I'm not doing it.
Or they'll make it very clear, you're not my co-host, you are my sidekick.
Absolutely.
Know
wow.
this. That was, I've heard
well,
that. Not from him.
I have no problem with that, because I have been a sidekick to a woman. So
oh, believe, how was that? Were you abused?
No. Yes.
Yeah,
nope. Yes.
But it was a great experience.
Tell us about this abuse, Charlamagne, because I know
something. Just tell
about,
one
I know,
good story.
I know a little bit about it.
It wasn't really abuse.
I'm not gonna,
it was just like,
Charlamagne.
I heard Wendy, he was in a basement with no windows.
I did too. With like some, yes.
Wendy demands.
Tied up.
That is not true. Wendy demands the best. And so she wanted me to be the best.
So what were you the best at? Being tied up in the basement?
No, I wasn't tied up in no basement.
Did you have like the apple in your mouth or that like that round red thing?
Where was coming from that you were tied up in
I'm
your
just
mouth.
Saying I what I heard.
My mouth. But I don't think she was, I didn't have a problem being a sidekick. You was a sidekick to a woman, Envy.
I was.
Why is he avoiding this? You make everybody else uncomfortable, so why are you avoiding this conversation?
I'm not avoiding it.
You are avoiding it, Charlamagne.
I remember,
I've known you for years.
I would see Charlamagne out sometimes back then with Wendy and Kevin, and it looks sad. Like
how I look.
He used to look so sad, he couldn't say nothing.
Don't you talk to them, okay.
I'd be like, hey, Charlamagne. He'd be like.
So his self-esteem was like real low.
Turned to the side, he couldn't even speak.
He didn't make eye contact my first time.
I ride with the team. They told me not to talk to you.
I can relate.
I'm just not doing it.
I used to be like, what's going on?
So when you got out of that situation, you just felt like you could really spread your wings and just kind of just go.
Absolutely. But, I mean, I appreciate the experience because that position probably, it definitely helped me get in this position.
Sure.
You know, but that's why I always say people come in your life for reasons, seasons, and lifetimes.
Right.
So you just got to make the most of it.
That's why I'm not mad. Like, we're talking about it, we're being candid about it somewhat, but it's like, I'm not mad. Like, it definitely helped my life. It changed my life. It was a great experience. I know I could do a morning show, which takes great discipline.
It sure
your
does.
Your whole life changes when you do morning
changes,
shows.
Changes, absolutely.
You got to be in bed at like 10. What are you supposed to be in bed at like 10? 10 o'clock.
Right, and then somebody wants to have sex, and you're like, I got to get up soon.
Right.
Man, you better open them legs up for 10 minutes.
Well, I was in Atlanta, so there really wasn't much of that going on down there. There's nothing on the dating. The dating scene is
Oh, because it's a lot of gay men.
Definitely have to import.
You definitely have to import.
Talk like a New Yorker dude.
You were flying dudes then?
No, I stopped doing that. I stopped paying for
I keep telling Claudia she has to stop taking care of it. She has a syndrome where she only dates guys where she has to, like, take care of them. I think it's great. You have your own. You can take care of yourself. Issues. You don't got to take care of somebody else, too, though.
Right. I'm done with that. I'm off that.
I can see that, though.
I'm off that narcotic.
I done met a couple of people, been out with Claudia. This is my guy I'm dating now. And I've been like...
Oh, we were at...
I mean, if in your professional life, you're a slave, in your personal life, you want to be the slave master.
That's one way of saying it.
Yes. Very dominant. So you want to tell the guy, you go in the other room and eat
you
your
go
breakfast.
Eat your French toast in the goddamn break room. You take your bacon, your eggs, your cheese, and your French toast and go in the other room. Yeah.
All right, so we learned today we might see you on Real Housewives of Atlanta. That's up right. in the air.
It's up in the air.
Do they ever think of, you know, giving you something else to do on Bravo? Do they like you over there?
I don't know.
I feel like you should be hosting like a talk show.
I've always wanted to do that. Mm-hmm. That's actually one of the ideas I'm pitching today. So I've always wanted to do that. Now, I see myself like kind of Chelsea Lately-ish, kind of.
Right, I feel you.
You know, straight from the hip and kind of, you know.
Let me ask you a question now, because, you know, we always hear stories about Claudia and things not working out. Do you think it's you? Just to be fair, because we hear about Tiny Tonight, you and Tiny got into it.
No, but I didn't get fired from that show. It was only picked up for 4 episodes.
Right, no one else is doing it.
Yeah,
it just
only got 4 episodes and it didn't bring it back.
But didn't they bring it back without you at one point?
No. I was on every episode.
It was like
the
a
pilot.
Special, like
yeah, it was only 4 episodes.
But you and Tamar didn't get along. That's what it was.
But Tamar doesn't get along with a lot of people.
Got you.
It's not me.
And then you had said some things about Tiny in the past back up.
I was on the Foxhole. We talked about everybody.
Right.
We used to go in. That was my role in that show. Just like.
But you felt bad, I'm sure.
Felt bad because like since that happened, I went through a whole bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like a lot of ups, a lot of downs, and I kind of like grew up a little bit. And I would see her in Atlanta. I would feel like. Because I'm like, she's so nice. I want to tell her.
Tiny is a very nice person.
She's so nice. And I just was like, usually I don't feel like that when we make fun of someone on the radio because that was our job. Y'all know it's not really personal when you do it. Mm-hmm. But I know I felt like we went
extra. It's personal to them.
It is personal. And I get it now. I get it. So I actually spoke to Ricky about it. I'm like, what do you think I should do? You think I should? He's like, you can go ahead and apologize on the radio if you want to. And I'm like, damn, if I do that, now 5 million people that didn't know will know.
Right.
And then I have to face that. So I just, and I took that L and then I did it. And then I got so much. Hey, I lost like 7 pounds in 1 week. I was stressed. It affected me. Mm-hmm. It did.
Really?
It did. So I got to get like you where I don't care. As well.
Feel you because it is like you probably didn't know her back then.
I didn't know her.
When you were saying those
things. It was
nothing
personal. It was like,
and then you met her. You did some stuff with her. It came back up. You didn't know that was going to. You probably weren't even thinking about it.
I actually wanted to tell her before Tiny Tonight. And I mm-hmm. spoke to the producers at VH1. I'm like, look, you know, we got this radio thing that we did. And I feel like an asshole if I don't say something. They said, do not say it.
She will get you out of here.
No, they said, do not say it. Then they said, well, I should have. I regret that. They said, well, she already knows. I'm sure she knows. And I understand what they were doing. They want to keep it cool. They,
right.
And, yeah, you know, and I was like, no, I feel like an asshole. I feel like I can't really, I'm going to, every day I walk in there, I'm going to feel like, damn, does she, you know?
Right.
And I wish I would have just like trust them. I learned a lot from the last couple of years. Like I have to go with my gut because pretty much your gut is pretty much always right.
Absolutely.
And when you listen to other people and then you kind of go against what you think you should be doing, mm-hmm. doesn't work out. And then you feel like shit about it. Like I knew better and I didn't, you know, I didn't take that. I should have because like I said, when I met her, she was extremely nice and I kept seeing her in Atlanta.
Right.
And it's like, she didn't, you know.
Now when you see her, what happens?
I saw her and Tip at the car wash the other day, and I just say hi. I'm just not going to, I don't want to be all up in her face and be annoying. Right. So I just, hey, I keep it just, okay. You know, it's something that I wish I could have handled it differently when it happens. Right. Mm-hmm. You know, because I do have a conscience.
Is it true that Ricky Smiley has a thing for old women? Like a sexual
I don't know about a sexual fetish. But he definitely loves old ladies. Like he loves old people.
Gotcha.
Like he like has them on the show, and like he like, pretends to be one sometimes. No, it's skit. Like he.
No, I heard that for. I
think he had a really. He loved his like grandma. Like he loves old people.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
We all
nice.
Love elderly people. Somebody said that to us one time. I'm like, nah, that ain't true, Ricky. He was like,
I don't think he's trying
like,
to hit
he like
old people.
Sex old women. I'm like, no.
It's not like a fetish.
No, I don't think he's trying to smash.
Allegedly, that's what somebody told me.
No, I don't think. I don't think he's trying to smash old folks.
All right.
I don't think so.
Ricky well, Claudia, thank
Ricky
you so
be
much
on his Twitter
for...
having a fit today.
Oh, he's gonna be so mad.
I hate that morning show.
Oh, expect the Facebook rant after this. about people being traitors and all kinds of stuff. Which I don't think I've been.
Already saw that you were a traitor. Didn't he already put that out there?
I'm not slandering my head to slander him. You know,
You did good, especially since he had you eating the other room.
And I'm sorry, I know I hear a lot of things, so I just wanted to bring them up and have you clarify, you know. And I know it's hard because you're in a position where I still want to get work and I don't want to say anything bad because certain things that happen might be taken the wrong way.
Yeah, but you gotta tell the truth though. I mean,
and a lot of times when people get let go or their contract runs out, mm-hmm. they kind of just take the high road. They don't say anything, and then that's fine if both parties are doing that. But if one party's still, like, you know, putting shit out there, you have to say, you have to still, you know, I do have to work and I do have to eat and I do want people to know I wasn't operating at 100% because I wasn't allowed to.
Okay.
And I would love to have been able to go in there, just, you know, guns out, ready to kill it, like mm-hmm. I did when I first tried out. Mm-hmm.
Right.
But then, you know, when you're told not to be funny on a comedy show, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm. I really think in this situation, it's not your fault, because I've had other friends that work there. Like, he runs through producers a lot, too. And, like, my guy Taz used to work there, and Taz mm-hmm. basically tells me a lot of the same things.
Really?
He's very difficult to work with. He hates on people, gets jealous, insecure. So, I mean, I don't know if that's his thing, but I'm just, you know, that's what people say a lot, so.
So this one's not my fault?
Nah, I don't think this one is your fault.
You don't think this one's
my fault? I think he might have an issue.
What could I have done better?
You have any advice for the brand?
Did you try fellatio? That always
Shut
works
up.
With men.
No, I did not. I didn't think
that's
that.
Terrible advice. Do you have any advice for the brat?
I think the brat.
The brat, is that a real? Is he really there?
She's there. I don't know if she's the permanent host mm-hmm. or she's filling. I don't know like what they're doing because I don't know.
Right.
But I think the brat, you know, she's very much like loved by the South. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, that's where the show is really, really strong. And she's, you know, you can't really.
The brat will go upside your head with a bottle. He ain't going to be able to tell the brat, go
the
sit down. The
brat is a very
breakfast.
Strong personality. Right. And she actually, I think she fits in amazing. I think mm-hmm. she fits in better than me.
Right.
I have no problem saying when I don't fit into a situation. Mm-hmm. Not all situations are you're good for. So.
You tried it for a year. It didn't work out.
It didn't work out. It's fine. Like, we can go our separate ways. If I see you out, hey, it's all love. As long as you don't talk shit about me, I won't talk shit about you.
Okay.
Just leave it like that. Like, let's keep it cute.
I think the brat will work if she's not afraid to be transparent, because she's in the industry.
She's in the industry.
So she's gonna be able to talk about industry people and industry
things.
I
think she will be.
You know? And then her and Headcrack, like, they freeze, like, you know, they do that flow and go, and she just goes. And you know, I'm happy for her. I think she's a great fit for the show. The people love her.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I saw, like, they're like, good. We hate Claudia. We're glad the brat's there. So I, you know, they just the person that came after Ebony. I don't think anyone would have been. Embrace a love.
Right.
I really don't. Like, I was that buffer, and now they're free to, like, love the next person that comes in there.
Gotcha. Why they don't use Portia? Portia's good on there when she's on the Diss Nation.
I think she's good for the TV, but that's all stuff that they plan out. It's not really off the cuff. You know what I mean? I don't think Portia would be, you know, with news and all that kind of stuff, and, like, we speak on political things. I don't think so.
Yeah, she's smart enough.
Well, I just want to say,
I don't think she's versed in that.
I think
that's her priority.
I thought you and Headcrack were the most talented people in that room.
Thank you.
And that's not a diss to Ricky. I just think that Headcrack and Claudia, as far as radio is concerned, way more talented.
All right, Action Bronson. All right, well, we appreciate you joining us, Miss Claudia.
Why
that was
Bronson,
easy. That was easy. I thought it was going to be a little more
You don't
tough.
Get it either.
No, nah, dude, that's like you got stabbed that you did. But anyway, we appreciate you joining us.
We're not trying
us.
To get you banned.
Thank
you. From...
Good luck with everything.
You guys are really nice to me today. I like this.
Aw. Well, you can't talk about your... You want to throw your feet on the table?
I'm getting the surgery in 3 weeks.
You still haven't got the surgery yet?
What
no,
surgery?
I've been too busy. I've been, like, booked.
It's
I
been
I had a. I had a job. Now I can go get it done.
How did that affect your I guess relationship game once people saw your feet? Because you're a very pretty girl. But
my feet
like,
are
f- whoa.
It didn't affect my relationship game. I mean, the past.
You think a guy would not date you because of that?
Did guys comment on them a lot though? Like when you was out at the beach, let me see your feet.
It's mostly Instagram, like those little keyboard games.
But your feet are out now though, so you don't care. Are they out?
I have corns on my toes. I got them from modeling and running track. You know what I mean? But no, it hasn't affected anything.
Right.
People, I mean,
I never heard somebody say, I'm not going to F Claudia.
Any guys ever be like, yo, let me suck your almond joys, ma.
A guy did tell me that he would still suck. I was like, if you suck these motherfuckers, what's wrong with you? Like, I can't f*** you. You know what I mean? Like, what are we doing here? Like,
really?
You have to understand it. No.
So how you feel when a guy eats your
I haven't had that in a very, very, very long time. Are you an ass eater?
Yes,
he is.
You are?
OG. I've been sucking farts out of girls' butts before it was famous to do so. Before people would talk about eating booty like groceries, I had my tongue in.
Yeah, you put your tongue in that?
In that.
Why?
Don't know.
It seems like he's never even thought of this.
Kiss your daughter with that mouth.
Right.
And I didn't even know it was a problem. I didn't know.
You eat
it?
Yes.
He's married.
We grown.
Do you like eating?
I personally don't like getting mine eaten. Personally, it feels... First of all, I don't like my butt being wet. It feels like swampy and nasty.
Swampy.
It's nasty feeling, but that's just me. I like a dry butt.
Especially if a guy like goes for that first.
Like a dry butt.
I don't go for it first.
But if you do that, like if you're too anxious to do that,
yeah,
like,
can we kiss first?
I'm not throwing you on your stomach like, oh, I'm first to eat you.
Do you eat my butt? Am I supposed to kiss you?
But then where do we go from there?
I don't know.
It's your butt.
Yeah, but shit comes out of there.
And plus,
it should be clean.
I don't do anal or anything, so what's the point of doing that? It's wet for what?
If I eat your vagina and then eat your...
Now my butt is wet for it. It's not getting prepared for something.
If I eat your vagina and eat your... try to kiss you and you don't want to kiss me back, I've made a mistake.
Why would anyone want to kiss on this
butt? Because
you know
something that I don't know.
No, that's E. coli. Bacteria is back there.
No.
Charlamagne, even though it's your own ass, it still has bacteria.
You should have confidence in what's in your ass.
It's still science.
I don't eat my own butt. I don't pick my...
You don't eat
that.
Your own butt? You?
Nope.
Tried it?
So I don't want to eat it out of your mouth.
We not eating shit. We just looking the inside of the
There's
butt.
There's a little bit
it's
of shit
the inside
there, I'm
of
sure.
The butt has bacteria.
All it is whatever you ate that day. You ate some Chick-fil-A, somebody eat your later, they're eating remnants of Chick-fil-A.
Well, then you should stick your finger in your butt and eat it.
And see, you went too far.
All right, well, anyways.
Right. Sorry, again, thank you for joining us. I don't know how we got to eat, but
it always goes left.
It always. That's the Breakfast Club. Good morning, Miss Claudia.